Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm out to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I would.
Fred Hatcher, Fred Hatcher Jr., Chairman Friends in the building, man. Appreciate you coming out to fuck with him in the building. I see y'all out there, man. I just want y'all to know one motherfucking thing. I would never, ever violate the codes in the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep.
Hands up, eyes open, the fifth clip. Face and we get some of this good shit. This should be the chairman checking in. Now, when I say cold of the sea, we talking about the path of clubs. Not trying to party clubs, that is. I would never violate the cold of the sea. Would never speak nor serve the interests of our enemies. And if I say that I'm with you, we'll come get you. You best believe that like bad luggage, we'll never leave. Now, of course, I can never say that I never will go broke. Because sad to say that we ain't never had this shit roll. Well, I can never say how it's gonna go. But one thing for sure and two things for certain. They know to shut up motherfuckers like us. They want to kill us, close up in the casket. Read a quick verse and close the motherfucking curtains.
Never be sad, I would, I like a hoe. Never been drunk, I'll never let it slide. Never let it go. Never ever, never ever ever. No, get on my level hoe. Or go get a shovel hoe. It's never in question for my manhood, I get down. I'll never switch, never stick, never sit down. I never hesitate to squeeze a nigga six rounds. I never squat to take a piss, who's the bitch now?
I would never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I would never sell my soul. Never put bullshit in the business and never place good upon the evil. You see, why I'm determined to die before being dishonored. Committed to being captured and killed before being capitulated. And that would be perfected, pushing this shit to the motherfucking limit. And if need be, pull the motherfucking trigger with a pistol without no hesitation. I will pass the cover to my last breath, to my last goddamn roar. And we'll never forget what them pigs did at 4:35 a.m. in 1969 Chicago on December the 4th. Never, never, never.
I never ran, never will, I ain't never scared. It's in my bloodline, the realest nigga ever bred. And that's some of the realest shit that I done ever said. And I can die, but through my lyrics, I ain't never dead. I never disrespect my mama, never disrespect her mama neither. I never turn my back on Jesus. I never get caught off in the system, I believe her. Man that follows man, ain't a man, and I'm a leader.
I will never cross my comrades and never forsake our fight for freedom. And if you listen to my second verse, let me say it again just in case y'all want to listen. I will never put profit over politics, press with nor our people. I will never disrespect the legacy of Minister UEP. Never betray the Black Panther Party. And never bow down and lay down the legacy at the feet of our enemies. Never, never, never. I am a Panther cub by birth and by battle. This is my bloodline and my prison time. And when it be, that wherever the enemy, if they try to hijack this legacy, wherever it be, not on our watch. For we'll never, never, never have it. Never, 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 never.
Never gonna turn cold, my nigga. I can never trade. I never cross my homies out. That ain't how I'm made. And I never had not one regret on how I was raised. I'm from the ghetto where I slung and rapped it every day. Never knew no other way. This ain't gonna never change. Never gonna bite my tongue. Fuck what a nigga say. 100 with myself. I swore to God I'd stay the same. And when I finally got my paper, I was on my game. Never talk a nigga down. Do your thing, dawg. Never hate a dude for trying. That's the same, dawg. Get your motherfucking money. That's the same, dawg. Too many homies die young. Feel my pain, y'all.
October 23rd, 24th, 2016. All roads lead to Oakland, California. Lonely legacy of Black Panther Party. Protected, respected, and never, never neglected. Never, never.
Thank you.
the griddle in the middle like Moni. You phony cause your style's baloney, but that rock's no filler. Ain't a girl in Cielo putting rappers on ice and lock your bodies in the chiller. The way you bust it up, I'll chuck nasty sound like throw up, blow up, then go nuts like a lady ninja killer. I throw you deep beneath the surface. It's the rays from Paige, I heat it up like a furnace. My Cielo got smoke, check the gamma ray from the She-Hulk. Stomping through your territory, new rap female category winner. And your style gets played out like the spinners. Not a soprano, I alto, the rage is a tenor. My voice is just right, I bust hypodermic to get in the mind's eye. Making you hip-hop junkies wanna fly like eagles. My style sharp as cathedral steeples. Showing and proving even a lady can be diesel. So breaker, you best keep on trucking. And roll on with that chicken shit that's plucking. You're sucking, stupid, you doofus. I'm rhyming so hard, I'm knocking out your toothin', a teeth. Believe this shit, butthead just get played out like Beavis. Receive it, it's yours, lyrical murder. No bogus, I'm the dopest, lyrically the locust. What? It's so copacetic, I see through your synthetics with my telekinetics. I mean my telepathics from this mouth of madness. Flows one of the baddest in existence. My existence is prevalent, hesitant not, you'll get dropped. I'm rhyming so hard, I see you knocking outside. Cause I slam like collision, so your vision to me is you can't touch it, not even a smidgen to me. Your pigeon shit to me, so drop it, drop it. Moby, running lyrics quicker than Toby. What's my name? Yeah, you know me. Rage, lyrical murderer. What's my name? Yeah, you're Rage, lyrical murderer. Yeah, you know me. So if you wanna see me, turn on your headlights. I make you run red lights, trying to catch it. Slamming through the radio in the wreckage. Towed away, blowed away. Cut down, mowed away. Curled up like Ola Ray. So let me straighten it out, cause I'm a thriller. Motherfucking MC Cold Killer. When I cock back, you better drop that. Yo, hop back, I rock that the dawn.
Sexy lady, the major. in this city. The cops are dropping me. The prostitutes full of bullets. The bodies just dropping. They ain't no stopping me. Constantly moving while making millions. Witnessing killers, leaving dead bodies in the abandoned buildings. Carries the children because they're illing. Addicted to killing and the appeal from the cap villain. Without feeling, but will they last or be blasted? Or that it's past it. Maybe you're listening to this casket. The aftermath. More bodies being buried. I'm missing my homies in a hurry. They relocating to the cemetery. Got me worried. Stressing my business worry. The question is, will I live? No one in the world loves me. I'm headed for danger. Don't trust strangers. Put one in the chamber whenever I'm feeling this anger. Don't wanna make excuses. Cause this is how it is. What's the use unless we shoot? No one notices the youth. It's just me against the world, baby.
Why it ain't free to call? You know it costs to eat, but it's free to stall. Nigga in every city of course. From the Hoover to the Fort, B.O. out in the Bronx. Gotta mention the chief, my leap, what they call him. The homie Big Meech in A-Town, he was ballin'. It's a secret society, all my niggas real. Shout out to Kenyatta, I hope you get your appeal. And can't forget the twins, that came from the city of the wind. The time you gotta lose just to win. They said low and weak, but they ain't mention we was him. I mention Jack Bobo and the block that had the grim. Fuck my enemies, the police is tryna shoot me down. Somebody tell me the reason that all the lanes shoot me down. And everything I say, that's my damn words. Foul game, look at the way that they did Sam Hurd. Say we living the American dream, but ain't a nigga that I know in this American street. Go.
Get a hold of your life, go get your cake up. The motto in the streets is you eat or you get ate up. Straight up, you're tired of waiting, go get your weight up. My people's tired of waiting for reparations to pay up. Screaming Jesus can save us, I get the Bentley if I save up. But that's just another trick to enslave us. Push the minimum wages, put our fathers up in them cages. Then watch how our mothers struggle to raise us. But my ambition won't let me live in this poor condition. That doesn't care about color, creed, or your religion. Priests, politicians, gotta listen to opposition. From my position, we still ain't got a pot to piss in. From my position, we still ain't got a pot to piss in.
Allah said save the babies from the cold. Pour wisdom in their cups to the truth overflow. Still knowledge is that bread that keeps us well fed. Oh, time religion would not bring us satisfaction without action. Now who can disagree with me? God is not a mystery. There's nowhere in history that you can show improvement to me. But still you faith in each and not your head to me religiously. I'm G.O.D. to infinity, for real.
The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na.
Administration, unequality, martial law, segregation, falsehood, false teaching, false education. Now's the time for us to come amongst this nation. They deceiving us, they don't believe in us. They believe in that cream like Julius Caesar. I'm like Marcus Garvey, Malcolm X with the heater. Ripping the chains of the remains of all of the leaders. Never worship an image of evil swine eaters. I'm on the back of the bus with two fine demons. We in the jungle of life, but never jungle fever. I'm God body all day long. Spiritual life lessons that I recite in the song. Trying to wake up everybody, can we all get along? All my people that's out there persevering through the storm. Black fish, Staten Island, stand up, stand strong. Penetrate through the gate and bring the clan along.
World is getting more iller than ever. Thought we was chilling, striving change for the better, but it was a dream like Martin Luther. He had a vision that could move mountains, protect one another, that's words of my brother Malcolm. As-salamu alaykum, wa alaykum as-salam. We want justice, police supposed to protect and serve, and then they shoot us down like wild animals. The nerve of them cold-hearted killers with blue suits playing our black youth. The earth cries from all the blood that's being spilled. We need a solution fast, it's law bill. Let me educate them, translate it, meaning God's will. It goes all in together, together how we are, to stand with a plan, divided we down to fall, and that's the Willie Lynch tact that separated the mass and taught us all the things backwards.
Oh shit, yeah, man, how can you be a person? All the things, more than different.
The world won't get no better.
Importance of politicizing the gun. We be the ideological sons and daughters of the black cats, and we the ones who brought the days of the dark shades and alphas back. And we ain't got no problem with you praising the Lord if you willing to bring the spirit of Nat back. Who we be? We be the ones with rest records longer than average cats' rap records. By no means, this ain't no intentional shit. In fact, it's one of the signs of us being under attack. Therefore, these statistics are plainly mainly due to the state's attack. We the ones that don't get due credit until the state say it's safe to say it. In other words, a lot of y'all will show us some love after we long gone in the grave. But for now, many see it correct politically to only have the ability to speak in secrecy about the moves we make. Who we be? We recognize the central potential of armed propaganda. And we done raised the bar of what it is to be a diehard. In this game, we done the thing of what it is from a cat considering himself a criminal to a convict to a prisoner's of conscience. Who we be? You see, we the enlisted men and women in the people's army. And our kinfolk fall from the trees, the leaves, the lights of those of Chairman Fred and Fran Fanon. We sprout from the seeds of UEP, not long, but the one that sent the sentiments to the Viet Cong. It was on the right side of the question of the U.S. aggression against the Vietnam. Man, we far surpassed the grass and then got up under the gutter. In fact, some cats say that we consider ourselves weeds. Yeah, that's us. Who we be? Man, we so financially fucked up that our motto goes that the POCC is in debt, but not dead. We broke, but not broke. Where we come from, where we at, what's our membership? Well, we be the residue from the slave ships, and the rest of the flesh the sharks too full to eat after we was thrown overboard. In fact, some of us still at the back of the bus. See, we the ones fighting to be free, but in the meantime, between time, looking forward to prison visits. And when we talk, you best believe that they listening. We come from college campuses and street corners. We do more for 10 a.m. than your elected officials or the Marines doing 1,000 mornings. We keeping our eyes on the prize, and we also recognize in this time and place, one can never negate the question of race. But in the same breath, we also know that on this here slave ship, all black folks ain't in the same position. But we'd be remiss if we negate to mention that we still got to deal with this here class contradiction. We see theory without practice is blind, and practice without theory has a chance you might just came up and got lucky that time. POCC, what's our call? Free them all.
Heads up, eyes open, the fist clenched.
Yeah,
you still be the champ. Fred Hampton Jr. Live and direct. See, now I need y'all to bear with me as I bear my soul and take you on the insides behind enemy lines about some state-sanctioned assassinations, mass incarcerations, and some other plans that these pigs have put into place in order, amongst other things, to control the world population. You see, now it ain't no coincidence. A lot of y'all cats don't even know about the infamous COINTELPRO shit. G-Men, government hitmen, directed by Director Jed Hoover, the hitman. Political frame-ups in which they still got a lot of cats politically caged up, killing us, hitting us, with more than just a gun. And some names which, for legal reasons, I can't even mention, are still on the run. Now imagine, if you will, the same goddamn government brought in all the dope, putting your picture on the poster, placing a bounty on your black ass, with the words wanted blazing across the daily news front page. Your face being placed right up under an institution issue scope. See, we talking about a bunch of bad motherfuckers. We're looking for number one ducking on motherfucking trouble. Shit. Go-getters and hard-hitters who gave us free medical centers. You see, stood straight up against the system and said, yeah, motherfucker, we subversive. And freedom of death. We're strapped up in the spirit of self-defense. Free clothes and free busing programs. First free breakfast programs. Armed with a political ideology that withstood the test of time. And a 10-point platform. Hold on now. Now fast forward in closing words. For the tongues of the Black Panther Party clubs. Let us continue resisting. Never forget. 2037 West Monroe. 4:35 a.m. in the morning. West side of Chicago. 1969. December the 4th.
Free them all, live and direct, Brother
Q. Free them all, right on. Okay, that's what it is. Give me one more, real quick song. I'm clicking in, because I'm not at the studio. Okay.
Free them all, yes, sir.
We locked and loaded. Let go, okay. Now I need y'all to take y'all seatbelts off and lock and load for this here episode. This here is rated R for reality. And leave y'all licenses at home. We ride like outlaws.
My nigga is on, it's on. My nigga is so on. I come to say it's on, and it been for so long. My nigga is.
Having a fault, I was born on this day and time. Just like the children of the corn, they don't break the mind. Take a line, take the nine. Niggas living fucked up. I stay behind enemy lines. I'm having tough luck. I'm fucked up. Doing my time, I got enough nuts to fuck up. Play a design, I'm more like what's up. I like to stay on my grind so I can fuck up. Some more game ain't no shame, player. I'm about to cut up and nut up. A place to recline, yeah, you can fuck up. And kiss my ass, I'm the last. You get it stuck up, I snuck up. All with no master blast, struck up. This conversation, over stash and cash. Up in the way all day. I be running the hash, puff anyway. Call Ray, it's a turn up fast. Not a very great show, like. To my sermon the mass, trust us when I say pop late. Take a moment and fast, fuck up, yeah. I hope I let it be your man. Thank you for some big plan to keep the club in the state pen. I'm finished over the years, I can tell. I'm finished over the wrong, I know who I was right. Another day, life of a player like this. Resurrected like Christ. What up, DJ Quick? Mr. T on the beat, my nigga E on the mix. Stretching out four ways just like a fruit up. Big man, it ain't nothing nice. Just let me do my shit. Nothing come overnight, homie. This to my clip. Outlaw, I'ma ride a true quick. One day at a time, like a snotter. I do this, that blueprint. Ghetto survivor, my new shit. Ghetto music, I'ma get lava like cool twist. KRS-1, S1W, true shit. Have a blessed one, I don't want trouble, you fool it. Calling on my phone, that the W, you fool it. It's a hit, I'm known, I'm above it, you true shit. It's to each his own, on my new clip. Carly on the gang, better hang it, keep it cool. I hope I live to be your man. Looking for some big plan to keep the brother in the state pen. Stop feelings over the years out of that man.
Heads up, eyes open, the fist clenched. This here be the chairman, Fred Hopper Jr. that is. Now, I'm finna hit him and drop a bit of this here path of politics on this here shit. Now, it's a bad time for good men. They either blast them with their badges, or put a bunch of bullets in our back. Or as my nephew, Young Bleed, just agreed, got us on the bus headed back to the state pen. When Richard Milhouse Nixon, Donald John Trump, they still got us all fucked up. When they slave ships, long-ass prison beds. Hanging black folks on long ropes, these corrupt-ass courts laying motherfuckers down on death row. Ain't no coincidence to this shit, you die by design. Every time you turn around, these motherfuckers got them either put us under 6 feet underground, locking us the fuck up, or place us behind enemy lines. See, my birth certificate was banned in my death certificate. And until this day, I done kicked the casket so much, you get them on a day-to-day basis, I'm still checking my post, let's see if I'm still living. Nah. I need y'all to bear with me. Or better yet, Black Panther Party come with me. For one fourth of my life, I've been locked up. Another quarter of that, I've been in their courts caught up. Another fourth of that, in some sense of the words, for lack of better terms, I've been practicing since we got them on the run. To add all that up, get them together, including the last, get them a quarter and fourth. They've been trying to get them to turn me, get them to motherfucking courts. But goddamn it. Hear this warning to the hunter and to the government. Ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun. And on this day, ain't no gonna be no easy prey. What's the feeling need to be explained? Y'all done heard the verse of this song, but it's on, it's on. You like to load it? Heads up, eyes over, fist clench, y'all. That's good. Make history, take kitchen, take history, y'all. Another episode, December, what, December the 8th. Which is program Free My Radio, hosted by yours truly, Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. and Robert Allen, a.k.a. the Lady of Rage. Which is program the Black Panther Party Cubs. Y'all keep y'all heads up, eyes over, fist clench. If you got a curfew, you might want to get up off of this ride. And for those, some cats were saying, Chairman Fred, you kind of talking too fast. Or leave this here. You might be listening too slow. You know what I'm saying? You might be listening too slow. Because I got the Chairman Fred, so we have to move fast, and we have to move organized. They had a cat named Wallow speaking about why he eats so fast. He said, man, in prison, you got to be on the point. He said, the guards may come in. You got to eat real quick. You come up like I come up. You know what I'm saying? Man, come on. We're not going to start this here. We're not going to start this here tonight. We're not going to do this here tonight. I'm just, man. Cut a long time with him. Real talk. I see, I know I lost my volume already. He wants to get this straight right now. I'll get this straight. I see we go. See, we tried to jump to two shows one time, but I know structure. We can't do it. And a lot of cats came. I'm struggling with these forces. We got a show on Wednesday. They really can't hear me saying that. They really can't understand that. They really can't understand that. They really can't. See, we're not going to do that. That's what I'm saying. See, structure, you got to move in sync. You know what I'm saying? One thing that stops coalitions and a lot of things is we say no respect, no rap, man. Real talk, y'all. Let's get into this. Watch this. I'll keep on trying with certain forces who have these. I travel certain forces That's just not gonna work. Okay. No. Brother, come on. Check your text. I'm gonna call you from another number. Check your text. I'm calling from another number. I just texted you. I'm calling from another number. Hey, I need a call in number. Hold on 1 second. Let's try this. Hold on. 212, what else? Yes. 2877. I'm calling from another number right now. All right. Right on. Give me 212. All right. Hold on 1 second. Oh, man. I'm doing too much. Okay. 212-209. Mm-hmm. 2877. Yeah. So, Comrade Daphne, any guests we got them? Hold on for a minute. I'm gonna try this one more time with this show in New York. I'm getting 5 or 10 minutes, and we gonna go and do what we do. We'll tie it in. Okay. Call them right now. You're right on. They don't answer. See, it's not gonna be. See, what's gonna happen? Here we go. Here we go. Chairman Friends, the revolution is a scientific art that must be perfected. Come on, okay, let's get locked and loaded. We got some cases on hand. We'll be calling in. Let's get right to it, y'all. Welcome to Free MR Radio. We are still too revolutionary, proletariat, intoxicated to be astronomically intimidated. We're still high up the people. As Chairman Fred said, from a phenomenal event this past IRD, International Revolutionary Day. International Revolutionary Day. Real talk. Let's get on this. Let's get right to it. I'm getting a couple of callers in queue already, locked and loaded.
Free them all, Brother Kevin. We have Sister Malika Thompson on the line. Free them all.
Hello.
Welcome, Freedom. How you doing, my sister? Welcome to Freedom All Radio.
Thank you very much for having me on. I really appreciate this.
We appreciate
Hello,
you calling
can you hear
in.
Me, yeah,
yes,
so I was
I
calling
see,
today.
We appreciate you calling in.
You cutting out, Chairman. I just want to make sure I'm able to have the floor.
Yep, you're good. We hear you loud and clear. We hear you loud and clear. Hold on. See you guys. Hello? See them all.
Oh, hey.
I just called from a 209 number. I'm trying to work this since, yeah, that was me calling. I'm doing my radio show, our radio show right now. I'm trying to work in sync. I have a guest on my online now, so I'm like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know how we can work this.
So what I'm going to do, I'm just going to put you in the board, and then
I can try to call back in 10 minutes. I got a guest on our show right now. That's why I can try to call back. Yeah, I got a guest on our show right now. Free them all. Yep, right on.
Hello, Chairman.
I'm here, sister.
All right, now, I wanted to start by saying thank you, and I really appreciate you guys having me here on your show so I can bring some sort of awareness to my situation and my family situation. I reached out to Queen Comrade Akua, and to you, Chairman, to see if you guys will be able to help bring some awareness to my father, Leroy Bruce Thompson. He's incarcerated at the R.J. Donovan Correctional Facility. They gave him 237 years plus 30 years on some charges that he was incarcerated for. He was already locked up, and they hit him with some more charges saying that he committed these robberies. But how so if he's locked up? The judge acknowledged it. It's in his transcripts. And still banged the gavel and gave him all that time. You know, the prison, the R.J. Donovan Correctional Facility that he's at in San Diego, California, has written a letter to the judge stating that this is an illegal sentence and something needs to be done about it. And nothing's being done, and I feel that I'm not being heard. My father is not being heard. I have reached out to numerous people. I mean, I've wrote letters, I mean, from everybody from the District Attorney of Los Angeles to the White House. You know what I'm saying? I've reached out to any and everyone who would possibly, who could possibly make a difference on this and help this situation out, because I feel like as black people, we always get treated unfairly. You know what I'm saying? This is a systematic thing here that they got in place for us. You know, not to mention that there is nothing for these black men to come home to, you know, when they get out. There's nothing for rehabilitation. There's nothing for them to come home to. They're falling right back into the same circumstances, which is leading them right back to crime, and it's been going on since slavery. This shit is set up for us to fail, you know, and my father is a black revolutionary. He was down with Malcolm X. My father is a Muslim man. He is the founder of the Gladiators in Los Angeles, California. And they don't want a man like that who has leadership and power out on the street. They feel like he'll, you know, help the black man rise up and do something to change his own conditions. You know, and this is nothing new. They've been doing this, you know. And so my purpose is to try and get the word out there and see if I can get some help to get my father home. Not to mention, he is 76 years old. He's in a wheelchair. He's not a threat to anyone.
Hold on one second, sister. Okay, free him off. I have to call back. Hello? Yes. No, I need to call back and I have a sister on here talking about a father locked up. I'm going to call back from that number I gave. I'll give you like 5 minutes. Yes. Yes, we have to be.
Okay, real quick. Call this number.
209-2877.
No.
2-8-1. Okay. Okay, five minutes. Okay, all right.
Hello.
Okay, forgive me, sister. I'm trying to get much as I can. I don't cut you short either.
I understand you, busy chairman. You know, I just wanted to come on here and say a little bit and try to reach this audience, because I know I'm not the only one who's experiencing this. As a black woman. As a black person in America, not only that, as a child, you know what I'm saying? As a child who grew up without their father, my father has been locked up all my life. I'm 32 years old, you know, and it's time for my father to come home.
How is your father now, sister?
My father is 76 years old.
You say he was involved. He's based in... He was based in Los Angeles?
Yes, my father is born and raised the west side of Los Angeles. Like I say, he was the founder of the Gladiators there. You know, him and his crew, their job was to protect the community.
I'm familiar with the Gladiators, yeah. Okay, Gladys and the Sloths and all that. I'm familiar.
Yes.
If you can, just for those who are not really familiar with, like, the impact, like, you know, like, the impact, you know, with your father not, you know, since, when I'm being locked up. And what age were you and I'm trying to personalize this too with people, but at the same time put it in political context, the impact of family. How is your communication with your father? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm trying to get people, you know, to relate to this, to who your father was, and give us some. I don't want to say this in a cliche sort of way, but give us some war stories of how other people. I just said someone earlier today. I said, you know what? I'm really don't like talking about myself. I say, write a book about me. I want them to get testimonies from other people, right? Give us some of the dynamics or some of the war stories, how your people tell you about your father. I know I learned a lot about my father through, you know, like I said in the poem, I learned lessons from his legend, what a man was supposed to be. Give us some of the stories, you know, that other people have told you, how you know, who your father was, you know, so we can get to relate to who he is. And give us I want to get his name, his ID number. I really just want to break the ice with him now, you know, who he is now. We can follow up on this more in detail on our next show. But give us a look how other people say, you know, how he impacted him. Even if we look at this just strictly scientifically or politically, you know, what sort of asset he is, not only to your family, but to our community. You say, you got me? Okay, right on. Let's roll with it.
So my father, like I say, he was born in Los Angeles, California, in 1945. That was a different time back then. He grew up in a time where Los Angeles was strictly white folks. He grew up, you know, walking down the street, police jumping out on him and his friends, telling them what side of town they can and can't be on. You know, police beating him up, the spook hunters chasing him down, beating him up. So my father created a little organization. At the time, it started out small, you know, which grew to be the Gladiators. He started a little organization to help protect the communities that he lived in. With all of that,
back up a minute, if you can. People outside the Los Angeles area, you know, the spook hunters. What was that? When people heard that, the spook hunters.
The spook hunters were a gang of racist little white motherfuckers that would go around and beat up black people and you know, terrorize them. You know what I'm saying? Telling them, you know, they were their own little gang. You know?
Yeah.
It was just a different time back then.
Yes.
My father told me himself he would be tardy for school because of the color of his skin. He'd get tardy for school. That's a ticket. You get two or three of those, that's a misdemeanor. Now you got a rap sheet. Now they got a reason to fuck with you. When you're a teenager, they didn't give you a lawyer back then, so you didn't have nobody to defend you. Now, and you a poor black boy, your mama got five kids. Y'all, ain't no money. Ain't no way to get up out that situation. So now you go to juvenile. You get out of juvenile. You violate anything from that probation. They send you to YA. Now you got a rap sheet just from being late to school. After that, my father said, he poor. And you know what? Yeah, my dad was hit. My dad robbed banks. My father also shot the DA. But he paid his dues.
YA, youth authority. I just want to make you know, because we got an international audience. Ghana.
Right.
From Congo to Chicago. So even, you know what I'm saying, and I just want to reiterate some of the thing, the points you laid out, about like even being fun for school, late for school. Even like that, you know what I'm saying, like you were saying, it's a different period of time back then, but in a lot of cases, there ain't no change from black and white TV to color TV, because the deal is, even they just came out just now, some of the disproportionate amount of numbers of our people, our just some black children, how the repercussions of the reprimand, how they reprimanded, is going to the juvenile detention or, you know, as was known in the YA, Youth Authority. I want you to hold for 1 minute, so you stick with us, stay in the car with us. I'm trying to do that. I'm a Panther Cub. They tell me we're octopus. Tell me we do 8 things at one time.
I hear you.
Okay.
One second. You go ahead at 212. Okay, yeah. Yeah. Let me try again. Let's see. No, you don't look right. This is a contradiction. I'm trying to hold my tongue on one. Hello, your mom. That's me calling from, what number is that, sister?
Oh, this
209.
Is... 209,
that's me calling from the, hold on. That's me calling from a 773-209 number.
Yeah,
697.
Yeah, that was me telling you that
that's
I was calling you from the 773.
Hold on, see, hold on, one second, this is... Okay, let me get back on. One second. Okay. One second. Yeah. Okay, one second. Okay. Okay. You see the phone? Okay. Hello. Yeah.
Are you speaking to me? Are you speaking to me, Chairman?
No. Hold on. Yes, this is Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. Happy to be here. I'm calling live and direct. I'm doing a dual mission. I'm talking to you and I'm talking to our audience. We have one the Free Omar Radio. We just come up. This is Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. We just come off the heels of the annual IRD, International Revolutionary Day, marking the 52nd year of the assassination of Chairman Fred and Defense Captain Mara Clark, who was assassinated by the federal government December the 4th, 1969. This is an annual event that we do every December 4th. In fact, it's one of the major events the Black Panther Party Cubs convene in, every year. And we do this, but we also do the annual Chairman Fred's Peace Party. I'm honored and humbled to be on the air with you. Again, as I said, we kind of tie this in with our weekly program that we do, Free MR Radio.
One of the most beautiful pictures of your father is of him in the office talking to young people. And the strength that he has to bring together the left, on the black left, and the underclass white. It seems to me, look back at that moment in history again. Do you have any strategy for those who are trying to organize?
Hold on a second. Could you mute your phone on this? Okay. Let me say right on for acknowledging something that many of us attempted to deny that exists. The colonialist contradiction. Chairman Fred was in a city that was, for all practical purposes, still one of the top segregated cities in the country, Chicago. He was armed with a politics that grappled not only the race, but also the class contradiction. I think it's important, it's imperative that we approach our situation realistically and be able to distinguish a war from a revolution. A war is when we have two occupied armies, and two respective armies, and they, when they suit up and they boot up and they move a revolution, we gain the minds and participation of the mass of the people. And from various points of unity, people can get engaged in the struggle.
He was getting involved in struggle, become conscious, one of three ways: inspiration, aspiration, or desperation. Again, inspiration, aspiration, or desperation. Many people, you know, come with this romanticism that once you read a book to someone, or, you know, or give them, or change their diet, or give them some green juice, or, you know, give them a lava lamp or a bean bag or light some incense for them, all of a sudden become conscious and get involved in the struggle. The reality is we all have different experiences and lack of experiences. And, you know, and like a gardener, you have to check the soil. You know, say that, you know, I've been asked on a number of occasions, how many members do we have in our organization, the Black Panther Party Cubs? And I said, well, in many cases, it depends on how many people the police have murdered. You know, he turns more than me black. And I use the analogy of Michael Jackson, where he said, don't make a difference if you're black or white. When that case came down on him, he changed his tune, so they don't care about us. So as the vanguard, as organizers, we have to constantly have our ear to the ground, watching that soil like that gardener, you know, catching certain, you know, when the rain hits certain parts of the ground, where we can win people to get on and they have to be able to move on a pivot, you know. I just got word 30 minutes ago, literally 30 minutes ago, they got me set to be headed to the West Coast, you know, tomorrow for this concert of God's brother, Mr. Larry Hoover, of Growth and Development in Chicago, you know, whose name, you know, many cats in the community are familiar with. So I had to, you know, say I had to move on a pivot. I got to, you know, assess situations, and I'm not affording the quote unquote luxuries that many intellectuals have, or many people have, book text type organizers. You know, they come from universities. We on the other hand, the streets are our office. My work hours are 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and so we have to be able to, you know, work with situation we have. And sum it up politically, and deal with everything is political. A lot of people look for perfect allies or gift revolutions, and that's not the case. That has never been the case. So we have to constantly have our ear to the ground, taking situations and summing up and moving accordingly.
Words are powerful. Words are
powerful.
Suggestions are powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And
I
think of our generation. And I also want to give a shout out to National Jericho and the Spirit of Bella for their incredible tribunal which found the United States guilty of genocide on all counties. I wish everybody to go to the website of Jericho site just so hearing. Given that reality that it is still a nation of genocide.
I feel fortunate for all of the two freedom fighters that are Chicken Fred Hampton and also of the cool and Jenny from Deborah Johnson. She's still on the battlefield. She's still fighting. She's still pressing the issue about the cases of Sunday out at Coley, Mumi Abu Jamal, Imam Jamil Alameen, your brother, the sister down the street, our people in general. We are fortunate, the Black Panther Party Cubs, to have her on our advisory board, you know, of the Black Panther Party Cubs, and be able to take those, for lack of a better term, those war stories, you know, and relay them down to, you know, to present day struggle, you know. So she doesn't talk about it, you know, the situation in some sort of, you know, nostalgic or abstract or disconnected way how bad things used to be back then. She draws that correlation, and she's still in the battlefield. And matter of fact, you know, we call on people one of the major campaigns we've been dealing with for quite some time is the childhood home of Chairman Fred Hampton, her husband, her comrade. Who she literally covered down over when the federal government, via the Chicago Police Department, shot over 99 rounds into that home December the 4th. She just turned 19 years old, 8.5 months pregnant. I hate to speak for her, but she, with myself and others, most people, you know, saying continue to support the campaign to save and maintain the Hampton House. They go to SaveTheHamptonHouse.org. Again, SaveTheHamptonHouse.org. And see the work that we're doing right now today in regards to political prisoners. making it happen out of the Community Resource Center. And they're doing the day-to-day issues that people are grappling with and still fighting for their present entity of self-determination. You know what I'm saying? Again, we recognize revolutions as a protracted struggle. We just had coalition work with the Dr. E.P. Newton Foundation in Oakland, California. You know what I'm saying? So in the spirit of internationalism, we connect with oppressed people who are fighting all the way throughout the world. And we honored to have you along with you all day. And we're going to keep these connections going on. In the spirit of Marcus Garvey, we say one struggle, one people.
Thank you, Chairman. Honor having you here. As we illustrated when we first opened the show, you cannot buy this information on the corporate media. We tried. We had our cash. We laid it out there. And for everybody who says it's not about black or brown, it's about green, they don't know what they're talking about. They were never in the field for truth. And we have had you, Chairman Fred Hemp Jr., on the media, on the air, for our people to learn and understand. And we look forward to having you back again. But now it becomes time to hear what the questions are for the listening audience. And next. We have we will be putting out that information on his history on our website and our announcement sister committee.
Very, very special warrior on behalf of political business. Hope she's still there waiting for us. I want to remind you to call in 212-209-2877. To us. I also want to appeal to you. Send a check. Pacifica WBAI 388 Atlantic Avenue, Brooklyn 11217. And if you can't do that, you can call in a pledge and adopt your favorite station. 1209 2955.
Okay, we're back in on Fairmont Radio. Bring back in, comrade. Bring our caller back in.
Grandma, Sister Monica, she's still on the line.
Grandma.
And we have Brother Eric with Wilson Williams on the line as well.
I'm here.
Who else we have on the line with us?
Brother Eric
okay.
With Broken Wings. I hadn't brought him on yet, but Malika's still here.
I got you. Okay. So Malika, you was telling us to get a little insight on your father. I want to make sure you give us the ID number also so people can correspond with him. But go ahead, continue.
Yes. I'm sorry.
No. I was speaking to our Instagram audience. My fault. Sister, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, so my father's name is Leroy Thompson, AG6411. He's at the R.J. Donovan Correctional Facility in San Diego, California.
I need somebody to type that in. Run that to me one more. Run that to us one more time. Say his name again.
Leroy.
And number. I need somebody to post it. Leroy. What else?
Thompson. Thompson.
Leroy Thompson.
AG6411.
AG6. 411.
Yep.
11. AG6411. Leroy
yep.
Thompson. And that's it. Where is it at again?
R.J. Donovan Correctional Facility.
R.J. what?
Donovan.
Donovan Correctional Center.
Okay, right on. Okay, go ahead, sister. I apologize. I'm so critical, but can you
go
ahead?
Well, basically, no, you don't have anything to apologize for, brother. You know, I know you want some clarity. I see you a very busy man. I'm watching you on one phone and talking to you on the other. So I see. My father, back in the day, of course, yes, he did his dirt. You know, he's a 76-year-old man now, but my father was an impactful man, too. He was a revolutionary. He cared about his community. He cared about people, and he made a difference, you know. I believe I sent you a clip of my father on the special with Tony Brown and Angela Davis, titled Angela Davis and the Soledad Brothers. My father was locked up in San Quentin with the Soledad Brothers. George was one of my father's good friends. That's when my father joined the Black Panther Party there with J.P. Trotter as the chairman of the Black Panther Party, San Quentin. So, but my father was down with Malcolm X. You know, my father is a Muslim man. I believe that a lot of this, of him being in there and them giving him this harsh sentence, is because of his political stance and his political views. You know, my father's not no damn rapist or no murderer. He ain't out here doing nothing crazy to people. He's a 76-year-old man, and this man committed a robbery years ago. Let this man out. He's in a wheelchair. He's not a threat of harm to nobody. You know, it's, at this point, it's just, you know, this is a repeated cycle that, this has been going on since slavery, man. This ain't nothing new. They just put a new face on it, a new name to it, but the game ain't changed. It stays the exact same. And I'm tired. I'm tired of it. My father was preaching about this, the same shit that we're talking about right now. My father was screaming this then. He's 76 years old, and he's still fighting. You know what I'm saying? And I mean this in every way as a black person here in America, not just behind them bars. We fight every day, period, in life. You know what I'm saying? And this is a very difficult thing for me. I'm a black woman. I grew up without my father. I was a conjugal baby. You know, I was made behind them bars. You know what I'm saying? So I came into this world without him already, and every memory that I have with my father was at visitation. You know, my mother, unfortunately, we got into a car accident when I was 10 years old, and my mother and my sister passed away when I was 10 years old. They died in my arms, and my father was in prison. After that, I was bounced around from foster homes to family members, you know what I'm saying? But I kept that connection with my father. He has always guided me and taught me to use my brain first, because I've always had a temper. I've, you know, growing up the way I grew up in South Central Los Angeles, I ended up moving to Tacoma, Washington, though, you know, but growing up the way I grew up, you had to be me how to use my head, you know, and to start thinking myself out of situations instead of, you know, lashing out irrationally like they want me to do. You know, this world is set up for us to fucking fold and crack. You know, it ain't no way that everybody who goes through the prison system, when they get out, it's just a recycled thing. They got it set up this way. And for me, I'm sick of it. I've lived my entire life without my father, without my mother. I have children who deserve their grandfather. And this man is not a threat to anyone. At this point, it's what's up? They want to just hurt the families now? Because my dad, he's a strong brother. He's been in there. He's 76. You know, but for me, this is breaking me. It's breaking my heart. It's hard on the families too. Not only is he in prison, but we've been in prison as well. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just tired, man, and I hope that these listeners and everyone around the world who's listening, if you guys can, please help bring some awareness to this. You know, I'm begging anybody who got any sort of resources to come forward and help this this whole situation up. My father is a good man. He's a changed man. Besides his criminal past, let's speak about how my father was a teacher. You know what I'm saying? How my father has degrees. You understand how my father speaks four different languages fluently. He's a religious man. He believes in Allah and his Quran. You know what I'm saying? My father is, man, he's the greatest man I've ever known in my life. And ain't nothing about them bars or what this government is trying to say about him is going to change my outlook on my father. That is a black man who is loving and honest. And the way this world is set up, it's a trap from the beginning. You know what I'm saying? And unfortunately, he fell into that trap. But now he's paid his dues. Let this man come home. You know, you got to be an evil-spirited motherfucker to let somebody sit in prison at 76 years old who's in a wheelchair and still call them a threat to society or try to say he's a threat to society. You know, my father got all his smarts and he's healthy and in that sense, but he's not physically able. Even if he wanted to, but he doesn't. My father is a changed man. He's been a changed man mentally, you know. But they've never done anything to help reform these prisoners either. You expect people to get out. And when my father did get out, he went right back. He reoffended because he's still poor. Y'all didn't have nothing set up for these people to reenter society. After that long, after that, they institutionalized. You know, he don't know what to do. They're not giving people no time. Man, this shit is it's all a game, you know, and unfortunately a lot of our black youth, a lot of our brothers, a lot of us get sucked into it. And I'm sick of it, and I think it's time to free these men, not just my father, but Larry Hoover as well. Free my father, free Larry Hoover Jr.'s father, free everybody's father. Like, these men have paid their dues. After a certain amount of time, it's like, come on now. What else can you want? What else can you want once a man has given you the majority of his life, all of his life? You know? So I'm just asking for anyone out there to please help bring awareness to this as well. You know, comment, share, tag, whatever you got to do. You can reach me at MalikaThompson26 at gmail.com. That's my email, you know.
One more time.
That's Malika Thompson, M-A-L-I-K-A-H.
M-A-L-I-K-A-H.
Thompson,
Thompson. Thompson, Thompson.
Correct. Yeah. And the number 26 at Gmail.
No, 26 at Gmail.
Yes.
So, but like, where are we legally? Like, what? Like, if you don't follow the appeal, legally speaking, where is he at in the case?
Legally, I am nowhere, and that is my problem. I have sent in, my father has sent in a request for clemency and a pardon, and I have sent in a pardon as well, the paperwork for all of that. We're still waiting to hear back. We haven't heard anything back. I've reached out to plenty of lawyers, you know, so I feel like right now it's kind of like a waiting game in a sense. But I sent letters to the judge who was on the case. He stepped down as a judge, Judge Raul Ramirez. I sent him, you know, a letter, you know, pleading, you know, a letter of compassion. I've also sent him his own documents, his own transcripts where he says and acknowledges that my father was locked up for the other robberies that he still pinned on him and then bangs the gavel and still sentences him to 237 years plus 30. Like, are you kidding me?
The judge still has say so on his case?
Excuse me?
That particular Judge Ramirez, does he still have say so? Does Judge Ramirez, does he still have say so on your father's case?
Yes, because the case was never handed over to anyone else after him. He was the last judge to handle his case, you know. So even when I wrote the board of parole hearings, they also let me know that I needed to contact the judge. And so that's what I did. I mean, I've hit up everybody on the roster that I should. I've dotted my I's and I crossed my T's, you know what I'm saying? And I'm my father's voice. He behind them bars. R.J. Donovan is a scandalous correctional facility like they all are. They only let my father out for one time for 15 minutes. 15 minutes out of 24 hours in a day is when he can get out of his cell. As a 76-year-old man who's had back surgeries and has metal rods in his back and who's in a wheelchair, you know, this is a cold game. You know what I'm saying? This is just another form of slavery and oppression. And they getting away with this shit, and I'm sick of it. It's time to dismantle this shit. That's number one. But first, I need to get my father home. That's main thing for me. He's 76 years old. I need my father home, man. Straight up.
You mentioned your sister. So is that your only sibling? Condolences. You guys, your family, your mother, your sister. You have any other siblings?
Yes, I have. I have other siblings. I have Yusef, Kamar, and Kasim, Mario, and Cliff, and Mary, and Corey. Love them all to death. I do have other siblings, you know. But after, you know, when that backbone and that glue, you know, which was my mother, when she passed, you know, that kind of broke the family dynamic up. You know what I'm saying? But we still try to make it work regardless. You know, that tragedy and our father, it hasn't been easy on none of us.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Sister, the people's pain reflects. The people's pain reflects. I commend you. And I thank you for calling in. It's difficult to maintain our manhood, our womanhood, our childhood, our humanity in this society.
And our sanity.
In such a way. And so,
okay.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. No, that's actually what I was. I know you're not calling me doing Free Them All Radio, man. I'm on the radio live, man. I'll see you back. I'll see you tomorrow. I'm gonna try back. Tune into the show, Free Them All. See. We got to let people know, see, me, where is this? C-3830? How's back in the days that people, their grandmas and granddaddies, they be in church service on Sunday.
That's right.
They got, you know what I'm saying? I tell you, August 30th and December 4th, know them days. You know, now I know foregone conclusions when I said that, you know what I'm saying, because all that's inclusive,
I wanted to say my condolences as well. You know, I know this past December 4th, you know, what that date represents for you and Queen Comrade Akua, you know. And you are a strong brother, and she is a strong sister to have survived that, to still have, you know, not let that make your voice crumble or shiver or tremble, nothing. You know, you have stood strong, and you have been a voice out here for the streets, for the community. And I really, man, I love you guys, and I kiss the ground y'all walk on, because when I say there's so many fake people out here who set up and act like they for the community, and, you know, ain't nobody reached back out to me. You know, you and your mother are the only ones who have reached your hands out and have put out and opened up your ears to feel me, you understand? And I know that's because we come from the same background, you know. We're kindred spirits, and, you know, I want to say I love you guys, and I really appreciate what you guys have done for the community, what you guys have done for me, what you guys have done for the movement, and your father was an amazing man, and you are an amazing man, and you are carrying on that legacy, brother, and you are doing a great job. Your mother raised you well.
Hey, I'm honored, and I'm humbled. Thank you. And you guys want to say to you too, so that, you know, I met so many people who have issue with their father or their mother being locked up, but take no issue with the warden who locked them up, who got them locked up, or the judge who locked them up, you know.
Right.
And I'm hearing you. I was just commenting to someone. I say, man, you really can look at, you know, like, I mean, you keep it, you know, you, I mean, like, sometimes things I put, like, say in a cliche sort of way, you know. But the reality is the first woman that, you know what I'm saying, that we come into contact, we meet is our mothers, and the first man is our fathers. And it's, you know, and I said that the United States government took Chairman Fred, took, you know what I'm saying, took my father, but this is a system that takes all of our fathers, all of our mothers, by shooting them down, stringing them out on drugs, or locking them up, or punking them out, and you can see the bundled up this dang, you know what I'm saying? You can see what type of people they create. The damage, and
yeah.
You know, I'm hearing you, and you know what I'm saying, and we can't let them win. And not to be a reactionary assessment, a situation, man, we one time, we had a headquarters on 54th and Halsted. We had these discos, these parties we did. And we put an incentive out there that if you came back with a picture of going to visit your husband or somebody locked up, you can get into the party free. You know, that was one of the incentives that we did. And this sister reminded me one time, I remember you told me in front of my, the child told me who was later an adult when I seen her. She said, "No, excuse me, I probably the son who was an older man." He said, "I remember you corrected my mother. My mother said that my father went to jail, and you said no, he didn't go to jail. He was taken to jail." He said his mother couldn't understand why I was stressing to distinguish that term. You hear it in a certain way. You know what I'm saying? Especially a child.
Willingly,
you know,
went, right.
You know, children are subjective. They think, you know, someone left them. You know, like Sada Shakur talks about in her book how when her daughter came to visit her, you know, how she was like, "Come out, just come out." You know what I'm saying? Because you just weird walk out. Come out, come out. They don't know the different dynamics about the, you know, the chains and, you know, and the bricks and mortar and the glass that this system does to break our families up. And I just really,
right.
I'm hearing you. I'm not only relating to your pain.
Fought,
I'm hearing.
You know,
I'm commending you for not, you know, yielding or, you know, turning into what they want to turn us into, because they break generations. You know, and we have so many casualties in our community. So many casualties. I mean, I tell people, you know, a lot of people say, you know, like, great chairman, why don't you, you know, deal with these group of cats, these brothers and sisters. I tell. My last name is Hampton, not Houdini. My last name is Hampton, not Houdini. And we have to deal with all type of dynamics. You know, the mentally scarred, broken hearts, and bad body parts are going to deal with.
Yep.
But the deal, you have to confront capitalism. You have to confront the root, the principle that's responsible for our fathers locked up, our mothers, you know, locked up or strung out, demoralized, you know what I'm saying? And nothing less than this politics. Nothing less. I don't. Nothing less. You know, Pac.
Right.
Tupac talked about when he talked. And Dear Mama, Pac laid his pain out, laid his struggles out, and you know what I'm saying. And you know, it opened the door to have a discussion to correlate to other people that with this system done to our people. You know what I'm saying? And it's disheartening. You know what I'm saying? I was listening to you. I was holding on. You know what I'm saying? Man. And I just and it's a and I, to the point when I see people, I can say, I can literally tell you like the background, what they get access to, and you mentioned, you know what I'm saying, that you have children, correct?
Yes.
Look, and now I'm pointing out to say, because so many cases we've seen people pass down. The trauma, this,
right.
You know, this dang, you know what I'm saying, you know, and they pass it down.
That generational curse,
you know what I'm saying, man, and just how you...
And I'm a 32-year-old black woman, and I'm breaking that chain, and I'm making that change. Period. You know, I'm not gonna fall into that shit. They almost had me. They were very close, you know what I'm saying? But I had to correct myself and check myself, you know, because this world will take you if you let it. This world will taint you if you let it. And I damn sure was headed down the wrong road, you know. I was headed down the wrong road growing up without a mother, without a father. I used to like to fight, you know, drank, smoke. I became very combative and angry. Very combative and angry. You know, I always wanted to put my hands on somebody. And I had to, I had to, not saying that I still won't now. I'm just saying I had to change my surroundings and change my thought process, you know what I'm saying, and recognize. Because if I fall into that, then I'm basically repeating that cycle. Then who going to be there for my babies? Now what? You know what I'm saying?
Let me be clear. Let me clarify myself. Let me be very clear. None of us are going to come out of this clean. And it's capitalistic laundromat. None of us will come out of this clean. Let me be very clear.
Yep.
We all are damaged goods. We all are damaged goods. But I commend you for, again, not throwing away this precious piece of cloth, this laundry that, you know what I'm saying? Cause I see it time after time, you know what I'm saying? That, because it's easier to have a reactionary response, you know what I'm saying? And disdain for black men, for black women, you know what I'm saying? I'm hearing the love and admiration that you have for your father, you know what I'm saying? And we all have contradictions, you know what I'm saying? And they can be, but the deal is, like when I go speak in places, other organizations say, "Oh, here comes Chairman Fred. He always will blame the white man, the government." You damn right.
You damn right.
You damn right. You damn right.
You ain't wrong.
And but to have that, I've seen so many situations where, you know what I'm saying, where this system is so successful. There's self hatred. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I draw analogy to like a poacher.
And you know what? I'm sorry to cut you off, brother, but you know what? And I have to say this in the words of my father. It's taught behavior, and this is why we can't escape it, and this is why we can't get away from it, because these white folks, they teach their children to treat us like we're lesser than. You know, they put that in their heads. Yeah. It was taught. It was put in the Bible that we were cursed. That, you know, these white people grew up really believing that. You know, these Europeans really believe that. They really believe that when we the ones. You know what I'm saying?
And also, not only told, the policies, everything from, like in the movie, with that movie Claudine, where it shows, you know what I'm saying, you get more concessions. If the man is not in the house, you know what I'm saying? Now we talk. It's tangible resources. When you go to that visitor room, it's, you know what I'm saying, the greatest trip searches you go through. You know what I'm saying? You go do a visit. You know what I'm saying? Well, you know it, you can be reactionary, especially a child. Like all you can say, I'm going to see daddy. All I can associate with going to visit him or visit mom in the jail is strip searches and chains and vending machine food. You know what I'm saying? As opposed to maybe in an orphanage or orphanage, you know, maybe a meal. It's strategic. And a lot of people can't see that it's a breaking process. They'll see that people carry. You know what I'm saying? And I plead with generations. I plead with them.
Yep.
Man, acknowledge that shit now. Because the deal is, we every once in a while, you get an organization, a politic, that allows you to go through a cleansing process. You know what I'm saying? Minister UEP News say, when a slave kills a slave master, an oppressor is gone, a new man is born.
Right.
You see, this shit get passed down. And then, we throw a revolution. I just throw in my mind, revolution means this. It's a concrete definition for revolution. Like, it's a concrete definition for a Muslim. It's a concrete definition for a Chevrolet car. It's a concrete definition for a foundation of a house. It is a revolution, definition for a revolution. It's a complete change.
Right.
It's Commandante Che Guevara said, we're fighting for the new man, and I'm going to add to the new man, new woman. And the dynamics of it, it becomes normal. The people can't see past what's in their face and getting children. And I'm here, and I'm commending you again. Because sometimes people unconsciously, you can see it. You don't say you see it. In many cases, once it's embedded, they carry it around like bad luggage. It's dormant in them. But the ruling class, the system, they can see it in them. They can see them, and they know what to tap into. It's like the Morris American, they got something and say, what did the Lord sell to the highest? He said, I'm going to and fro to see who I can devour. They seek out in organizations, in churches, and movements in our community. They raise the one side of the litter. This is a dynamic that even with dogs, I can tell you which puppies are impacted who didn't stay the full term with the dogs. I fell out with the brother who, what we call the Hampton House Hounds, a certain amount of dogs at the Hampton House. This one brother, he had brought the dog, the male dog, the sire of the dogs over here. I said, listen, man, I need you to bring that dog back over here so these boy dogs can at least see this male dog. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It impacts us. It impacts us.
It really does.
You know what I'm saying? And the deal is, then you have, being oppressed, quote me on this, being oppressed is embarrassing. Being oppressed is embarrassing.
Yes, it is.
You start hearing us come up with this reactionary rhetoric where women would say, why don't you be the mother and the father? Trying to cover up for this shit. That's, you know what I'm saying? The community, though. Then there are certain periods of time we had during the Black Power movement of the 60s where the climate, when Andy was up, We can distinguish a man from males, a woman from females. You know what I'm saying? You had examples that people can relate to. They had on the Animal Channel one time. These elephants were going through musk, puberty. They start bumping each other. So, you know, sociologists and the people that study elephants, well, these are some bad elephants. You have some people say, well, I wonder if these elephants are Virgos or Scorpios. And so I said, well, this is a natural dynamic that elephants go through.
Right.
They brought two bulls, two male elephants over there, and their presence alone put the ecosystem back in place.
Right.
I'd have seen the reaction of brothers and sisters with the mere mention of names like Mr. Larry Hoover or Chief Malik or Jeff Imam Malik or the brothers, men in their community. I done seen a response of certain names. It's not by happenstance that they pick, like you said, my father in a wheelchair. You're 76. You say 76 years old. It don't even technically, logically make any sense why they doing this.
Right.
The deal is we have to mobilize our people to understand that we cannot afford to lose these resources. Resources.
Right.
Resources, these assets in our community.
Yep.
We cannot afford them. We cannot afford them not to be there. The ecosystem is all set.
It is. It is. And you can see that
you
now with, this, with what's going on. You can see it. You can you see it every
it's
day.
It's a trickle-down impact.
Yep.
It's a trickle-down impact.
I'm ready to put that in line.
Them rappers will tell you. They look at them. They look at them. I was looking at this. What's that movie? It's a TV. Just called Netflix. I watched it last night. True story. First I'm gonna watch it. I said, man, you know, like Kevin Hart. How can he depict somebody seriously? That's my first response. So I'm bored. I said, okay, I'm gonna go and watch it. They had Tupac music in it. I said, they got to play some Tupac music to even get you to believe this dude is playing somebody serious. You know what I'm saying? I think cause
right.
You can't even see him playing nothing serious. And they show us some real, his name is in a grown, an adult male. That's his name in the movie. Kid.
His name is what?
Kid, K-I-D.
Kevin Hart's name is Kid in the movie.
Yes. They you listen to the names of these individuals. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They tell you. This is a his name is Kid. Everything, and you look at the quote-unquote father thing. This is a common dynamic in our community. You look at these entertainers. Look at these parts. You look at them. Look at them. Go look at who their mentors and their father figures are.
Right. Yep. Very
men.
True.
It's a natural.
No.
It's a natural need. You know what I'm saying? To tap in. A sister asked me, "Say, how did you feel going on with your father?" I say, "I learned lessons from his legend." On what a man was supposed to be. Left a legacy. That's why people say, man, he be so hard about it. You know, he don't cut no corners about it. Because, dig, you need something. You need a prototype, a template to pass down for generations. Like people pass down pain and trauma. We need to pass, like people, a lot of people pass down punkism. They pass down punkism.
Yeah.
I know about my great-grandfather, who was Chairman Fred's grandfather. I seen him with his shotgun. I remember him blasting a groundhog in the ground. I remember the smell of his pipe, the tobacco.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? These are things that, in secret to the brain, like that, you see, have no frame of reference. This one guy, it was Archer, right? And the guy
right.
said, man, you know what, man? I be going at them, calling them women that just, you know, on some bullshit. He said, you really got an issue. He said, you really fucked up with black women. He said, you ain't never hired no woman. And the other guy said, man, you crazy. I got 8 kids. I got 8 children. And the other guy said, I know all they mothers. Again, you ain't never had no woman.
Right.
Identified. I appreciate you. We got you know what I'm saying? And these, man, I guarantee you, if you go back, you go, man, with just what you're telling me. That's why I asked you that. I can pick up on it. You know what I'm saying? The countless, you know what I'm saying? The brothers who he has impacted, who he could, he don't even know it. It's natural to him.
Right.
It's natural to him, but the state know it. A guy told me this morning. I'm on a phone call this morning. He said, man, he said, Chairman, you don't know. He said, I talked to a brother, just come out of the penitentiary, man. He told me how you organized a hunger strike one time, but you would get all the people, you got them commissary sent to them before to get some commissary on the book, you know what I'm saying, for you on a hunger strike. And I said, I ain't had no money, no resources. Somebody, I ain't got no resources, but I got resources.
Right.
Some people in Canada want to do an interview with me. I say, listen here, I need these people called out. I had two members of each organization called on a visit. I had them to put some of these guys' books. You know what I'm saying? And it's touching the minds and hearts of these brothers. I forgot about it. We need y'all. We need that. We need to call back in next week. We need to keep this pressure on this case. We need to this and look at this scientifically and strategically. Politics. I'm not gonna cut water the terms down for nobody.
Yeah.
Politics.
Right.
People say, well, I didn't know he was a political prisoner. I didn't read from this particular organization. He's a political prisoner. Everything is political.
Everything is definitely
political. How you eat it, how you get it, how you perceive it.
That is very true. You know, and I really appreciate you, Chairman. This was amazing. And, yes, I'm going to make sure, you know, I get this message out straight up and down. You know, I just want to get my father home, free my father. I'm trying to get him home. And anybody, like I say, anybody who can help, don't hesitate to reach out.
Your name, give me that name again one more time. So give me also any way people can contact with you, whether social media handles, whatever. Okay, who was that just asking? Okay, who was conversations on your podcast? Okay. Email me at bookings.chairmanfred@gmail.com and just tell me we'll follow up on that. Bookings.chairmanfred@gmail.com. Give me a contact for you, sister, and also your father, ID number. And I need y'all to post this once again. And we're going to bring you back on this week, sister. So give it to us once again.
Leroy Thompson, Leroy Thompson, AG6411 at the R.J. Donovan Correctional Facility in San Diego, California. You can reach me at MalikaThompson26@gmail.com. That's MalikaThompson, the number 26@gmail.com. Don't hesitate. Don't be afraid. You know, if you guys have any similar stories as well, let's go ahead, man, and make this a movement. You know, I know
and
I'm not
I
the only
wanna,
one.
I just want to butt in and say, when y'all write your father, make sure you write in the letter, because the guards and all of them and the board above, he's not in there by himself. Now, you heard about his case on Freedom All Radio. And
yes.
That his daughter was talking about him. Let the word spread. It'll spread throughout the prison. So it's very
yes.
important. And when they know that some other people got their eye on their ass, they are a little more hesitant to move, you know, the way they've
yeah.
been moving.
Yeah, because they are.
Right on.
They are. Free them all. Thank you, Queen Comrade Akua. Thank you, Chairman Fred Hampton, Jr. I really appreciate this. I will definitely tap back in Wednesday. Man, like I say, I truly appreciate you guys. I know my father appreciates you. Man, thank you.
Thank you. If somebody just asked your email just one more time. So one more time. Somebody just ask for it one more time.
That's Malika Thompson, MalikaThompson, the number 26@gmail.com. And I'm always on my email. I don't got. I used to have Facebook, but I can't remember passwords, so I stay locked out of accounts. Pardon me. If people need to reach me, I've had that email forever. I'm always on there. I handle everything through email. You know, I'm very much available. So please contact me. Don't be afraid to reach out. And like I say, man, bless you guys, and thank you so much. Thank you for allowing me to be on this platform and bring awareness to my father, Leroy Thompson, and to my family and to the struggles of this systematic oppression that's been going on.
you know, in this mass incarceration problem that we have here in America. And it's time that we break this down and we dismantle it, and we get our people home. We get our brothers home. We get our leaders home, our grandfathers, aunties. You know, it ain't just men who locked up. I had a sister who did 14 years, and she's home, you know. But let's get the rest of them home who need to come home off these trumped up charges and these dirty judges and lawyers. You know that, man, it's a cold game. It don't matter. Y'all see what's going on. Y'all see what's going on. The 17-year-old white boy just got off for killing them people. You a black man get pulled over for a dub sack of weed and get 25 years, and then weed is legal.
Yeah.
You know, y'all see how they're doing us, man, and we got to stick together. We got to come together. We have to make some noise. We have to be heard, and, you know, and we got to stay steadfast, and we got to stay on their ass, you know?
That's right.
So, like I say,
right
again, brother, I thank you. Words can't even express. You don't even know. I'm trying to keep my composure right now, and I'm so thankful, and I'm so excited to even have this opportunity to you guys are legends, period, you know, and this here is a big deal.
Yes. We gonna make it a bigger deal. You dig? We are honored to serve. You know what I'm saying? We are honored to serve people, man. Real talk. We here. We got your back like a backpack. We got your chest like a bulletproof vest.
Free them all. Thank
right
you.
On. Free them all. Man, love you, sis. Free them all. Nephew in the building. That's what it is. Capital P, man. Hey, shout out to nephew, man. Hey, December 3rd, the pre-IRD. Man, all the forces, man, Randall, man, Benjamin Henning, man, everybody that came, man, all the elected officials that came, man, Speaker of the House, man, Booker, Katrina Thompson, the people that came out of December, the pre-IRD, and that, man, hey, December the 4th, Dr. UAP Newman Foundation, I mean, man, comrades came all over, Rock Hill, you name it. People came and showed up and showed out, y'all. Y'all who missed that, do not miss another December the 4th. Do not miss August 3rd, the Chandler Fair Street Party, y'all. Man, real talk. Bring another call in to the comrades. I know we're on the countdown. We're going to call in under my coffee water, boil out.
Bring them all, my brother. Hello?
Yeah, call in, Q.
Hello?
Welcome to Fremont Radio.
What up, Chairman Fred?
Welcome to Fremont Radio. I'm all right. Welcome to Fremont Radio. Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. Hey, man, I was stuck for a minute in the conversation y'all was having, man. It's E, Broken Wings, bro. Man,
right on, my brother. Welcome to Fremont Radio.
The RD day was serious, man.
Yeah.
I'm still high on faith. Man, I just want to give a shout out to you first, man, for being a real friend of mine too, man. I consider you my friend, you know. And I was listening to that sister and that sister conversating. It really brought back you ain't even know what really brought me to this work, man. You know my uncle was a Panther. He got shot and paralyzed in the 80s by a white security guard in his building right off 147 in the Bishop Ford in that complex right there. Man, I got shot in the 90s.
Okay.
My son got shot in the 00s. You know, so I had to break that family curse that y'all talked about. I started this work because my brother did 25 years in under the John Birch Act for a crime he didn't commit. You know, so I got him home, man. It really cleaned myself up, man. It got me really just feeling this work and want to get involved more. You know, you see me, I got shot paralyzed. I've been at you 6 times in life. I was just a live wire, man. My brother went to jail, you know, for raping and killing the kid right here in the hundreds. Turned the hundreds upside down, man. And then 25 years later, they just let him go. Come on, man. All the stuff that we went through, you know, and it just hurt. It hurt my heart to see this. That's why we say Black Lives Matter, but they push White Lives Matter, boy. They push that White Lives Matter. I was calling you down and forgot what I was calling you for, Chairman. Hey, the biggest thing that's going on right now out here, man, is this conversation against Jussie Smollett and them brothers. It's like the house nigga versus the field nigga. And it got light against dark, got us turning on each other. You know, and it's like, man, it's just, man, my heart just hurt, man. That conversation, listening to that sister, man, just made my heart hurt for all the brothers that's spending all that time in jail, you know, all that time they give up, you know, and it's just like, man, like it ain't nothing. But one thing we do got going on, you know, since I've been doing this work, we got the ACLU going after these judges. My brother did 25 years. For 15 years, Judge Kenneth Wattis gave my brother's continuous 4 months, 6 months continuous, and he's still on the bench on 26 in California. So we got to go after these judges, man. That's why I do this shit, man. You know, they put me in the wheelchair, mm-hmm. left me for dead, and I'm up, bro. You know I'm up. Nigga, I ain't playing no games, man. I can't mm-hmm. play no games with you, man. You know, that's what I yeah. really wanted to share. I want to say thank you, man. Thank you for the invite. Thank you for always having your phone on. And I appreciate that because we need you that, man. Broken wings,
ain't just... Man,
what you say?
We thank you for the support. The phone lines are always open. The Hampton House doors are open. We appreciate you, bro. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, real talk.
Yeah, broken wings ain't just for cats to get shot and paralyzed. It's anybody that stands for righteousness. Righteousness with integrity. With integrity, your integrity is strong, man. Motherfuckers can stand for righteousness all the time, man. They be righteous, but their integrity don't be shit. So it make me question it, man. You know, so I ain't gonna hold the line. Yeah. We gonna start it late, man. But I just wanted to say thank you, man. Thank you, Sister Daphne, too, for being a real sister.
Right on. Yes, she is. Yes, she is. Yes, she is. We live and direct, man. Man, appreciate you, brother. Broken wings in the building, y'all. Out there in the wild hundreds, y'all. Y'all, you know what I'm saying? Give us your social media handle, bro.
I don't even really do that no more, man. I sort of fell back off then, man. But you know, you can find me Eric Wilkins.
I feel you.
Eric Wilkins, just Google my name. Eric Wilkins, Chicago. Eric Wilkins, Chicago. You see all the work I'm putting in, man. Yep. I'm fighting them head on at the table. I'm fighting them straight at the table, face to face, without snapping. You know, they can't get me out the room. I'm in the room. I jump in the chair.
Right on.
Yes, sir.
We live with Rick, y'all.
Real mall.
Man, we had a phenomenal event. So, can we get any more callers in queue? I know we down to the last 5 or 6 minutes, y'all. Man, so much stuff. Nephew, you still watching, man. Yeah. Man, see you. Huh?
Well, sorry, go ahead. We do have another caller in queue. Caller 504-758. Grandma, call us 504-758.
Welcome to Grandma Radio.
And then maybe they forget. Well, if there are no more calls in the future.
Grandma. I know who it is.
Oh,
Grandma Radio. Free mo, comrade Choi. Free mo. Free mo, caller. New Orleans in the building. 504 in the building. Free mo. 5 more minutes before we cut us off air. Much love, Nathan Baracko. That's you in the building, capital P. Precious, 456, free them all. Y'all make sure y'all put the word out, y'all. StateHamptonHouse.org, hit the donate button. Also, whatever support you can, Cash App, $ State of Hampton House, whatever support you can. And also, check them podcasts out. We've been on, y'all think Mother Comrade don't know about no damn Ghetto Boys, you mistaken. Go check out that podcast, Ghetto Boys. Akua and Jerry, they did a typo, said activist. the revolutionary Mother Cool and Jerry online, live and direct, y'all, on Ghetto Boys Podcast. They say, well, Charity be talking too fast. You get suspended in school as much as I got saying something. You get cut up on radio stations as a band. You got to get it in. You can get it in. Whenever time to make the time make an announcement, they cut you off and cut. Oh, what did I do wrong? So wrong. Why are you messing with this damn thing? You know my technology. I go back to my what's the name? Spanish. My comments right here. Come back and go there, right? Gotta go. Okay, right on. Leave me in this technology. Miss Tony Long shooting the building. Buckaroo Ranch in the building. Oh, this Saturday, y'all, back in Ford Heights with the Triple C's, Georgia Community and Cubs, y'all. Real talk. Sister D, that address is correct, the Hampton House, 804 South 17th Avenue, Maywood, Illinois, 60153. 804 South 17th Avenue. It's okay. Right on. Thank you. Yeah, I'll be on the complex sometime late. Not this damn technology. I'll be like hollering, bah, humbug. Get on this damn stuff. Yeah, man. But that's y'all make sure y'all stay in contact. Royal Recon in the building, right on. Carl in the building. Animal Liberation in the building. We better come on out of here, y'all. Give me 2 minutes. Mark us in the building, right on. Free them all. Before we close out, would you take us out with us, comrade? And let me, again, hey, man, y'all, hey, to the people, December 4th, December the 3rd, December the 1st, Colin, who's supposed to came on this panel we have at the Rainbow Coalition. We got to make sure we do all this. But look, they keep on trying to hijack this legacy. I'm scared when I say I'm making a poem, writing a poem last night. I'm scared that when I go, they're going to lay down, scared to close my eyes. They're going to try to come at this legacy. I'm doing my 24/7. I mean, man. Real talk, y'all. That's the record, y'all. Let me take this too. It's that in the movie, I mean, I addressed it before, I'm going to say it again. And that was not a quote from Chairman Fred. We battled about that quote that was in his movie script, where there's people, there's power. That's not a quote from Chairman Fred. You know what I'm saying? And we fought to say, okay, what if you just say at least where there's people that's potential power? The reason that people say, well, what's the big difference? Just of us being, like, it's kind of like, similar to like people, like, a lot of culture nationalists, they think it's just not being black, that alone, you know, makes a certain stand. Or just your presence, just you being there. You know what I'm saying? No. You got to put your foot on the gas. You got to put some work in. You know what I'm saying? So it's just not what power is. And see, that line is diametrically opposed to the party line. Visionary Minister UEP Newton said that power is the ability to find phenomena and make it act in a desired manner. That's power. Not just being the church, defining the church, and making it work in a desired manner, as Reverend Nat Turner did. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. The Negro spirituals, just them being there with that, Harriet Tubman defined the Negro spirituals, you know what I'm saying? Meet me down by the water when the sun go down. Define to make it work in a desired manner. The street organizations, the street tribes, all politicized street tribes in Chicago, the young patriots, the young lords, just them being there alone and their presence alone was not power. Chairman Fred defined the phenomenon of organization, gave a historical analysis on it, defined it and made it work in a desired manner. That's power. The gun alone is not power. Many of you people do not even politicize the gun. Senator Morphin didn't have no problem with motherfuckers having no guns before. These 14 to 24-year-olds strapped up and said, we draw the line somewhere, motherfuckers. We will defend ourselves. And as Minister UEP News said, we won't even politicize the gun. That's when Senator Morphin pushed for what they call the Panther Bill, when the Black Panther Party had to march up in the state legislature, the state capitol, And May 2nd, 1967, was Ronald Wilson Reagan, then governor of California, was out there at the gun club. They had no problem with them children out there, no guns. They said, who are these niggas? Just politicize the gun. That's power. Just have a bunch of, just having some money. That, you know, they ain't got no problem with these kids having no money. A lot of these cats really is laundromats or money launderers. They put it, they invested in them, and they say, listen, we're going to set them up with a relationship. The generation, the money will come back to the ruling class community. Just have an education. That ain't power. A lot of these cats in Chamber of Prayer say got more degrees than a thermometer. They can't walk in two gum at the same time. So again, power is the ability to define phenomena and make act in desired manner. Minister Dewey P. Newton. We're going to curb on out with that, y'all. Y'all keep y'all heads up, eyes open, and fists clenched.
Imagine if you could go back. Actually talk to the motherfuckers that came in. I mean, the first motherfucker that came in the slave ship.
Excuse me.
No.
We back for everything you owe, no longer oppressed, cause now we overthrow those that place us in this rotten mess. Let the real strategy and pick our enemies right. Who stands accused of being abused, my own kind of wise part. Not disregarding what you thinking, but you must abandon ship, cause once I rip your whole shit is sinking. Supreme ideology you claim to hold, claiming that we all drug dealers with empty souls. That used to set me to roll, commit to violence in the midst of an act of war. Witnesses left silent, shadow, black talent style, thoughts I throw. It remains in your brain, then of course it grows, baby. Even your babies can produce and rise. Picture a life where black babies can survive past five. But we must have hope, quoting the reverend from the pulpit. Refuse to turn the other cheek, we must defeat the evil culprit. Lace me with words of destruction and I'll explode, but supply me with the will to survive and watch the world grow. This ain't about talking about problems, I bring solution with the restitution stipulated through the Constitution. You violated, now I'm back to haunt your nights. Listen to the screams of the lives you sacrificed. And in case you don't know, ghetto born black seeds still grow. We coming back for everything you owe.
How do you plead, Mr. Shakur? How do you plead?
How do I plead?
Yes, sir.
How do you plead?
You know how I plead.
Come on! Not guilty on the grounds of insanity, it was them and me. Busting at my innocent family, say they looking for keys. I was home alone, blind to the prelude. Busting, talking about where is the Quaaludes, what you say, fool? Where in the hell is the search warrant? No feedback is what he uttered. Before he screamed, nigga, motherfucker, drop me to my knees. I proceed to bleed, suffering the rain of blows to my hands and knees. Will I survive as God watching? I grab his hat and bust himself to fit my only option. God damn. Now they got me going to the county jail, and my family can't pay this outrageous bail. Try to offer me a deal, they told me if I swear, move me and my people to a mansion in Brazil, not me. So this is how it ends, no friends. I'll be stressed and they just repossess my bins. Told the judge it was self-defense, he won't listen. So I'm bumping this in federal prison, giving everything I